Killer Whale. This piece, again, was quite prescient, seemed to be ahead of time, because the media talk and social talk, Extinction Rebellion and various movements that have come up in the last year or so, the fight against plastic in our oceans is very much on everybody's lips, and actually seems to be producing some real results. But back 4 years ago, during Dismaland, there was this really striking piece that was about that kind of conversation. I think in America, quite a few, or in Canada, quite a few of the marine parks have sort of joined in freeing the killer whales and changing the way that they look at the world. And this piece was very much about that. But hadn't really been highlighted before. So Banksy and the whole Dismaland thing not only predicted or preceded the whole debate about Brexit. And actually, what was funny is that I thought that I'd finished my project at the beginning of January, but realised that I hadn't photographed Weston in the sunshine. And that it was doing Weston a disservice to have it just on the grey days. So decided to carry on and photograph it through the summer. And actually, it, of course, went through the referendum, which pretty much everybody I knew and all the media, everybody seemed to be saying was going to go for the vote to remain in the EU, and amazingly went the other way. So if there's going to be a second edition of my book, Are We There Yet? We're thinking about doing the same cover, but just putting a sticker on it and saying with added Brexit, because the book, as well as Dismaland, seems to have sort of some of those conversations in it as well that show the world as it is now in a rather disjointed fashion.